I just let Drew handle the contract, and I decided to stay out and then give him something to work with, controlling my play on the field, and let them handle the business part of it. He contacted me, and I think the deal is good. I'm re-signing. I want to be back. It's a good fit for me. We're a contender, and I think we got something to do. Got a chance to do something special. So that's really where I'm at, and that's why I signed back. And I just like the fit.
What about how they use size? You know, I mean, I think putting on weight to 330 is the best thing you did for your career.
Yeah. I got back to Big Vic. I was little Vic for 2011, man, when I dropped a lot of weight, and just trying to do something different, and trying to do something different in my game. That's all. And that wasn't me. I've been big all my life, man. I think ever since preschool, kindergarten. So big is me. So I mean, and that's how I guess that's what fits me.
Why is it that it works here? Because you know, they got this. I don't know if you saw this Terrence Knighton walking around inside there, but he's 330. They're trying to get him.
Oh.
Del Rio wants.
Is he here?
Yeah, supposedly, yeah.
That'll be a good thing then.
Yeah.
That'll be a good thing.
330. I mean, what is it about defensive tackles in the Del Rio system that helps to be 330 as opposed to, you know, a 290 type guy?
Jack used the word stoutness. He needs stout. He want to be stout. In the inside, no movement, penetrating tackles, dancing bears, guys that can move. So I think my size and my athleticism and another big guy that can move them feet, that's just as good as me. It can be something nasty in the inside that we can do something that's good in controlling this run game like we did last year.
Is it nice to go in an offseason knowing that you don't have to drop weight?
Yeah, man, I'm comfortable now. I'm good. I'm eating my burgers and I'm eating everything. I'm Big Vic, man. I ain't changing, man. So that's the thing. My wife was looking at my stomach the other day, saying like, so it's all good. Yeah, we good. Yeah, she just said she don't want to get out of control. So I got to keep it tame. So we good.
Maintaining the continuity with Jack play a role.
Oh man, that was huge. That was huge. Our defensive staff, man, I love our defensive staff, man. Just our whole coaching staff, period, man, starting from the top, man, with Elway and Fox. you know, with Jack, man, it was an understanding, and him understanding me and me understanding him. And I think once we got on the same page and I really knew what he wanted from me, I could play better and I could feel more comfortable in the scheme and the philosophy of the defense of me being in the middle, tacking and being stout, pad backing and playing the blocks and doing the proper technique to be successful in the run game. That was the most important thing that I got from Jack when I got the understanding that what he wanted. he started out tough on me because he was demanding more of me, and I needed that. Some players don't deal with tough coaching. I think I deal with it good. Jack is always pressuring me, and pressure don't bother me. So I'm always willing to work. I don't have a problem with working. That's just been my life, man. That's my story, man, a grinder. So he's just pushing me to grind even more, and that's something I need. That'll get me over the hump, too. Maybe I can see a couple more, another time track or two or so. So we'll see what we can do with it.
There's that relationship you have with Jack, and you touched on, you know, being a contender here. Do you almost feel like there's more work to do here?
Oh, yeah, man, most definitely, man. We got a special unit starting from the top, man, with on our defense with Chan Bailey, man, coming back. And we got a good linebacker, Wesley Woodyard, and our ends and Elvis and Vaughn. And, I mean, just we're good. We got a good group. Our core group is good on defense, and I'm glad I could be a part of that core group to make us stronger in the middle. If we can get some addition, I think it'll push us over the top with Derek Wolfe coming back and the guys that's we have as a unit already with Robert Ayers and up front, how we play ball. And I mean, guys get it up front what we do. Me growing another year under Jay Rogers coaching, I think it can be something special. He's learning just as we're learning on the run. we're all helping one another on this championship run. That's what we're trying to do. So I think that's the best thing that we is. Like, it's a real collective unit on defense, and everybody know their role. And everybody comes in, they got to fit it. They got to know their role, and that's what we got to do just to get our job done on defense. Offense is going, they're going to do that deal. But defense, we got to hold up on our own. So that's how we think. We worked good last year, helping one another back and forth. Offense helping defense helping offense, move the ball and get turnovers and everything. So we went on an 11-game win streak. Things like that happen off of, you know what I'm saying, building togetherness and unity. And I think it was a good thing we started and we can build on it.
One of those roles for you now, being
man, I'm definitely not gonna turn it down. If that's what he want me, I'm gonna do it. But like I said, I'm gonna work. I mean, and if I'm the leader, I guess I might be the oldest guy in the room now. So, yeah, that's a leader role. I could take it. I mean, and I can handle it. So it's just extra more pressure, and I'm willing to take it.
What was this past year like for you? As you did agree to take less money last year,
yeah,
for a 1-year deal, and now it's kind of come full circle. I think people could reasonably understand that you might not be thrilled with the organization and may want to.
Man, at the end of the day, you know, I got a job, I got a family, man, I got kids. So I'm thankful, man, and I'm grateful for the opportunity that the Broncos is giving me, man. It's a class A1 as organization. So it's non-bothering, and I'm just grateful, man. And I'm thanking God that I got a job, man. I'm just blessed, man. So sometimes you look at the numbers and the money, yeah. You say that, am I worth it? You know what I'm saying? Was this my worth? Am I getting less paid or this, that? But at the end of the day, man, sometimes you just got to look at the, you know what I'm saying, the realness of it and just say, look, man, I got a job. And it's a lot of people out there that's not making, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm thankful, man.
Did you feel like you had a bit of a chip on your shoulder, though?
I still got a chip on my shoulder. I would never be satisfied. That's just me as an athlete, me as a person, me as a man, as a father. I would never be satisfied with my kids doing mediocrity. You know what I mean? That's just me. I'm always going to push myself. I'm always going to have a chip. I'm always going to have an attitude on my shoulder. I'm a seventh-rounder, man. So I've been grinding the whole time. So that's just me.
Reach out.
Oh yeah, man! I talked to Champ and I talked to Wesley. I talked to a couple other guys. Mitch online texts me, so I mean it's summertime too, off season. So a lot of guys may not be, if they got, you know what I'm saying, if they settled in the contract, they might not look at the tube. So probably get away from football. So I mean, they'll find out when I'm back.
There's a sense that this team has some unfinished business.
Most definite. The things we accomplished last year, man, within a year of putting that together, man, I think with another year under the same defensive head coach, and I mean, we could flourish, man. And I think we was a top 5 defense this year, and I think it can only get better. And I mean, that's what I see. That's how I see it, because that's how we work. And that goes out to our strength and conditioning coaches by putting it in the offseason and training us for that long haul. So, I mean, it's like I said, Class 1 organization, man, and from head to start, man, from weight room to head coaching, from down, so it's just good.
You want to jump in on Von Miller's Super Bowl guarantee?
If he said it, I'm going with him. Okay. We ain't going for nothing less. So, I mean, that's what it is. That's what we're going for. I mean, I'm not going to come into the season and say, yeah, we're going for a playoff, what, be 8-8. No, we want to go into the season wanting to win. Everybody's 0-0, so it's up. It's up for grabs.
You've bounced around quite a bit coming. What does it mean to you to have a little more sense of permanence, to know that if you play out this contract, you'll spend 5 seasons in
Denver? Well, that's stability, man. Like I said, I got my family and my kids, man. So, I mean, that's the biggest thing with me. So, I mean, I'm they got a place they can call home. I got a place I can call home. And that's the bottom line, where you can get stability. You don't want to leave that.
So it's, now can you sit back comfortably and monitor the signing, the free agent period?
I can be comfortable. I don't know about too comfortable, but I could probably relax a little bit. But it's time to work, man. So I got to get back down, get back in my game ready shape. So I'm finna start back working out and turn it up another notch and start back going hard.
2 months later, is there still bitter?
Definitely. Every time I see that Super Bowl commercial of Sports Illustrated, every time I see a Raven helmet of Jacoby Jones dancing or anything like that, yeah, it's bitter. But at the same time, it's the game, so I'll get over it after the season starts.
Anything else for Kevin? All right. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.